do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do
do do do do do do
do from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike and the Mike Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
Hey, good evening. I say Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We may need to let that play a little longer.
Oh, my God. Well, see, now, you know, you're always telling me to stop it.
Yeah, because today we are here at our Palacios Studios at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue.
Oh,
we are
yes.
still kicking it at the place known as Hooters, where you can come out here and get your groove on, do your Hooters thing here, where they have the Hooters calendars now on sale. We got the lovely ladies here. You can come and watch the Lightning game tonight that kicks off at 8 in the Stanley Cup playoff final.
Yes.
Thing. That's what they're doing right here.
And there doesn't seem to be many tables left.
Right. You better hurry up and get here because it's going to fill up fast and it's going to happen to watch Lightning in number one. But I always say this, I can't do this alone.
Yeah.
And I won't do this alone. But
correct.
But are you going to do it alone tonight?
I think tonight we're going to do it not a whole alone, but a little bit alone. Right. So without further ado, let me go and introduce of our crew. The man is putting the sounds through your eardrums. We like to hear him, like to call him the one, the only, PW. PW, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy that showed up.
Speaking of a guy that showed up, how about this? The man to my right, and the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, we're here for one reason and one reason only, and he is known to the world as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Wait, I don't get it.
Oh, okay. Well, since the Voice of Reason is a little microphone shy,
doesn't seem to say anything.
Let's go ahead and talk to the guy who knows everything.
So is he actually here, but he's just not going to speak?
I don't know. Let's see what the rest of the people are thinking. So the man that knows everything and always can count backwards, we like to call him William Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking? Wow, everybody is microphone shy tonight, huh?
Damn.
Ain't that something? All right, well,
yeah,
this guy.
Why won't he speak up? Normally, he has something to say about everything.
Really. Well, this guy, I know he has something to say because he's usually out there hauling gas, but he's on the microphone in
and
his
I'm
mouth.
I'm so glad he's back.
Right. From his long hiatus, we like to call him Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking? My goodness. Is there a kind of horse disease that's going around that
there's
makes people unable to talk? Well, let's go ahead and try this. Let's get this show on the road with our knowledge of nuggets, our crack pipe research analyst that's over in the place of Orlando. God, I hope she's not scared of the microphone. Miss Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a resistance fighter to this show.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see now, there is a skeleton crew, but our cask is not full, but we're still high octane. So we'll go with that.
Oh, man.
We may not be full, but we're still high octane, right?
Yeah.
But we're still going to go ahead and
I suddenly feel, you know, kind of perked up.
Yeah. Well, we're going to need you to perk up because we're going to need more of your vocal cords, more of your Derek's box. You know, the thing to make you talk, we're going to need a lot of that because, like I say, we're going to give these listening audiences the best that we have to offer because we are Tampa Bay's number one award-deserving radio show.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. It's going to be pretty hard to stretch out my intro for 15 minutes.
Yeah, what are you going to do
when
now?
When there's only so many of us.
Well, I mean, we still have all that stupid We do.
Oh, that's... Ooh.
I got to mark myself.
You got to mark that
down.
At 704.
1904.
Talk about the phone number, because we could have our listeners call in to help us out.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that is true.
That is such a good idea.
Seeing that we are a caller-driven show, you always can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900, because we love to pick up hitchhikers and let them drive the show, being a caller driven show. And while you're driving, ladies and gentlemen, I have to time this right, because while you're driving, we talk about three things:
the past, the present, and the future.
All right, well, get my weekly workout in. We're still going to do it. That's okay. We're still going to continue on past.
Billy, when we do that, do you dance?
Still dance.
You still dance. I love you.
I still dance.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Man.
Because, you know, you and I, out of everybody here tonight, need the exercise.
We do.
Serious.
True story.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
Oh, okay. Hold that true story, after we get through this thing. All right. All right, so
what happens now?
Oh, well, you know what really happens now is that this is when we talk to our sponsors.
Oh, here we go. Oh, man, that was interesting. I pressed.
They're not here either?
No, I pressed on something and nothing happened. There we are.
The Spike on the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Speaking of official home of race all fans, right. What the Hooters does, if Chase Elliott comes in the top 10, you get free fried pickles with your order. Unfortunately, in the last race down there in Pocono, he came in not the top 10. He came in 28th, I believe.
Yeah.
27th. So.
At the end of the race, he was two laps behind.
He just had some
technical problems.
Oh. I guess he could have just kept driving around until he got his two laps back.
No, I think what it results as, anybody who listens to this show owes Hooters some money.
I like it.
Yeah.
Anybody who listens to this show has to buy 10 wings.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah. So with that, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there are no free fried pickles tonight. But you still can come down there and be part and participate in the Hooters, because they have other delicious product of food. And I draw a blank as I want to say that. Delicious. They have other things there. So come on down.
They have good stuff.
Don't let the lack of free fried pickles stop you. Come on down. So,
absolutely, and definitely come on down soon, because we're running out of tables because of the Lightning game tonight.
Yes.
When's the game start?
8 o'clock, I believe. But I think the puck drops like 8:15 or something like that.
Yeah, because they have to play both anthems?
Oh, they do. Oh, Canada.
Right.
My great big country home.
That is the most unknown song everybody knows.
I love that song. It's got a beautiful chord change right near the end. Chord change.
Chord change.
Yeah. Oh, man. Speaking of chord change, what you have to say, this may affect the next topic when we get into topic chain of duty. Yeah, it may really, really affect that. And so, but before we do that, we have to go into what I like to call our cow chip news of the week.
Oh.
Right.
Yes. I love the cows.
Yeah, cow chip news of the week, ladies and gentlemen, is when I give you something that is little known fact or a little educate you and make you say, huh, That's something interesting. I have to know that. So whenever you're traveling amongst yourself and maybe at an establishment and you want to give the people you're with, it's a little known fact, I have the cow chip of the news.
Okay. Now, when you give the cow chip, leave a little space so that Billy and I can go, huh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right, cow chip news of the week. Okay. You guys heard of Nobel Peace Prize winners, right?
Oh, Nobel yes. Peace Prize.
Yeah, Nobel Peace Prize. Well, a Nobel Peace Prize winner is given a lifetime supply of what? What do you think they was given a lifetime supply of?
Oh, I say condoms.
Okay.
All right, so isn't the Nobel Peace Prize awarded in Sweden?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So
Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs.
That was a great process of elimination.
Yeah.
You think that would be it, but no.
No?
No. Danish physiologist.
Okay. Physiologist?
Yes. Physicist. How about
physicist.
That? Yeah, that's it. Swedish physicist Niels Bohr. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, and they awarded him a lifetime supply of beer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
wow.
Really.
Wow.
You would think.
Does that mean that Barack Obama has a lifetime supply of beer?
I don't know. I hope so.
I don't think everybody gets the same gift.
I hope so, because I'm on my way to his house.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So what they did in 1922, they gave Neil Bohr, the physicist,
I've heard of this. Yeah. Oh, and he actually had a connection.
Right.
They
gave him a house which was connected right next to the Carlsberg Brewery in Denmark, Copenhagen, Denmark, where they had the actual beer piped into his house so he could maybe get beer at his discretion at any time he wanted it for a lifetime.
I've heard of this.
So the freshest beer, like straight from the brewery, and there's a tap in his house.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right.
And I've read about this, so Spike is not lying as he usually does.
No, all my cow chip news are correct.
No, sometimes you make it.
Oh,
up.
Wait, is this where we were supposed to go?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Okay.
All right, let's
so
go.
Hold on a second. Wait, let me see. Yeah. So what they did is, in Copenhagen, they decided to give this man a lifetime supply of beer by piping in a pipe from their brewery into
his house. All right. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you have
thanks, Bill.
You have now been informed with the cow chip news of the day.
Oh,
also,
man.
In other housekeeping things, we also have to talk about the big A word of the day.
Oh my God! Where did that happen? Do I?
Yes, you hit the big A word of the day button right there. All right, now, I need you guys to pay close attention to the big A word of the day because it is what I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to pronounce it, and it's not what you think I'm going to say.
Uh-oh.
The big A word
is,
I don't have to spell it. I just got to phonetically saying.
All right,
because you guys always get on me.
Just say it.
Desiccate.
Desiccate.
Desiccate is the big A word. Do you guys understand what the big A word of the day is? PW, do you know what desiccate means?
I think I do.
Billy, do you know what the big A word desiccate is?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh. All right.
Man, she just said definitely yes. I said I think. She said definitely yes.
Right.
And she is the crack research team.
Yeah. Now, you guys understand that I said Kate, not fate.
Yes. Desiccate. D, like with a C-A-T-E-D or like K-A-E-D.
I don't know how to spell it, but I'm just going with the words I said.
Desiccate.
Yes. All right, well, cool.
So are we allowed to talk about what it means now? It is just
the
three of us.
No. And don't confuse it with defecate.
That's what it is.
I know it's not defecate, yes.
All right, good.
Yeah, all right. Well, I was just trying it, but nope. We have to hold on to the big A word today, so we can tell people listen in, so they know at the very end what that word is. That's the most. That's important.
Okay.
That's how you. Get, that's how.
Okay.
Right. I understand.
We now have to fill 45 minutes worth of garbage.
I understand that you're chomping
until we
at the bits.
To that. Yeah.
Chomping at the bits to to what's the word to display your big A word knowledge.
Of the day, yes.
But hold tight back there, okay?
All right.
So with that being said, it seems like we got all the other housekeeping things out of the way. Now I guess it's time for topic changing music.
Oh my God, we're actually going to have a topic here on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I like to call this topic here, I thought music soothes the savage beast.
I thought music soothes the trapped cheats.
I didn't say that.
No?
He didn't say that, no.
Hey, Billy. Can you, Billy?
I heard the bell. He said soothe the savage beast. I heard him say it correctly.
All right. I thought music soothes the savage beast.
All right. So, Billy, you confirm you heard the bell.
Yeah, I was.
I heard the bell.
No, all right. Heard.
Heard. I heard the bell.
Heard the bell. All right.
Earlier, you had said something, and you said, I don't know what it is. Anyway, we'll see if I remember what all you right. said that was related.
Okay.
You guys know what an earworm is?
Yes. I do know what an earworm is.
Yeah. I mean, I know the concept, I think.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Okay.
It's like when you get a song stuck in your head.
Exactly.
That is exactly what an earworm is.
Yeah.
Did you guys know, believe it or not, they have done extensive studies on the earworm?
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Why?
Well, because it happens to everyone.
One study published in the Psychology of Artistic Creativity. No, the Psychology of the Psychology and Creativity of Arts.
I didn't understand anything you just said.
Right.
No, but there was a study
done by the Creative People of Arts, and they found that earworms usually have the same characteristic in common. They have the upbeat tempo, they have the pitch and patterns, and they're similar to other songs, and they have big leaps and notes going up and down.
Huh.
Does all that make sense to you guys?
Yeah.
What was the second part? They're upbeat tempo, and then what?
They have pitch patterns that are similar to other popular songs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So they follow, popular progressions.
Right. All right. And so there's this.
Can I share with you guys what the last earworm was that I had?
Sure. Yeah.
Sure.
It was Xanadu by Olivia Newton-John.
All right, so tell me this. Did you get up early in the morning and go into the restroom and sit down, and that's all you could think of? That has happened to me, you know. That's why I asked.
What time of day that it started? I don't remember if I woke up with that song.
Oh,
in my head.
Okay.
Wake up.
But it was literally. It might have been. I think I did wake up with that song stuck in my head, and it was the last time I drove home to your place.
Right.
And in order to get it out of my head, I listened to it about like 10 times on the drive over, and sang it at the top of my lungs.
Wait, hold on a second. To get it out of your head, you listen to it 10 times?
Yeah.
Well, I love that song.
I understand that.
It's an old, like, 70s.
You have to name what it is.
Olivia Newton-John.
Stop. I understand that you love the song. What I'm confused is, to get it out of your head, you played it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, hold on a second. Why am I the only one to understand that?
You have to satisfy that earworm
craving.
Yeah. You got to get the earworm going, huh?
I always look at it as like a craving. I want to hear that song. I've got it stuck in my head. I want to hear it. So then I listen to it, and I might have to listen to it a couple of times. And then I don't know if that works for me all the time, but it did for that. And as soon as I got to my parents' house, I stopped thinking about it.
Okay, that's good and strange to me. Good and strange. Well, that study also broke down the most popular earworms according to 3,000 people that was part of this hidden.
Was Xanadu on that list?
Actually, no. Here's a song. Now, you guys tell me whether y'all know these songs or not.
Wait here. Let me give one that might be on there.
Right?
No.
Purple Haze?
Yeah.
What was that?
Purple Haze.
Purple Haze.
Oh, Purple I Haze. Went straight to Prince, Purple Rain. I ain't hear that.
No, not Purple Rain, Purple Haze by the guy.
Yeah. Okay,
guy.
All right. Well, how about this song? And maybe you guys can hum a few bars, because I have no idea what this song is. Bad Romance.
Bad Romance?
Bad Romance? By Lady Gaga.
Yep.
That's is that an earworm?
It could be.
I don't know how it goes. Okay, how about this?
Could you give us some, Billy?
No.
All right.
I don't know the lyrics. It's got to be older for me to know the lyrics.
Terrible earworm.
Never mind. Yeah.
How about this earworm here? Can't Get You Out of My Mind by Kyle Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
I can't get you out of my mind.
Head.
I can't get you out of my head.
Terrible earworm.
It's right. Super catchy. Yeah.
All right, here's
a good song. That was her biggest hit in the States for a long time.
Mm. This is an earworm that I know. Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Don't stop believing.
Because that one I can see over and over and over. Another earworm. Moves Like Jagger by the Maroon 5.
Yeah.
You think?
And this earworm here, definitely everybody knows. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Calaboose, Calaboose, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
You're peeking.
Galileo.
Billy, you're peaking.
Yeah, really. All right.
Yeah, so. That is probably distorted.
Serious. Okay, so now we got all those beer worms are popping and cranking.
Yeah.
And you guys have it in. But now the purpose of the story is to tell you that two former employees of the Oklahoma County Jail and their supervisors were charged with misdemeanors.
What?
Of counts of cruelty to prisoners and conspiracy.
Because they played earworms over the radio.
Yes.
Oh, God.
What they did was they found out that these employees were forced to listen. These four inmates were forced to stand securely to a wall with their hands handcuffed behind them and listen for hours at this earworm song.
No.
Now, what I don't understand is they were charged misdemeanors.
Yeah, that should have been
for
felony.
Cruelty impersonating cruelty to prisoners.
Yeah.
But now the earworm that they did it. And I can see this is the one that came out in get out of here. The one that came out in 2000. Where's the year in there? Is Baby Shark?
Oh God! Baby Shark.
It came out in 2016.
Oh man,
Baby Shark.
I think I would kill over that song. Yeah.
So, do you guys qualify that as a cruel and unusual punishment to the inmates, Billy?
Yes.
Yeah. Please say yes, Billy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, they're jokers in jail. They deserve. They gotta pay some kind of punishment.
No.
Right?
No. Somebody
should.
That's
the same thing as like forcing somebody to like have water drip on their head for a day or to listen. Listen to an alarm for the rest of their life. Yeah. It is absolutely torture.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All
if
right.
I had to listen to Baby Shark.
Baby Shark, Shark, Shark.
I would probably kill you if that would stop it.
I can't hear that song. I don't know it.
Baby Shark, the Shark, the Shark, Shark. Baby Shark, the Shark, Shark, Shark. Baby Shark, the Shark, the Shark, Shark. Baby Shark.
That doesn't help.
Mama Shark, the Shark, the Shark, the Shark. Mama Shark. Yeah, okay, that's all. It does something like that. That's how it goes somewhere like that.
Oh, Billy knows. She's just BSing us.
Maybe she's just.
No, I don't. I'm.
Oh, you know, Baby Shark.
All right. Well, don't put it in your mind, in your head, and then start to play it, and you'll be all right with that. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Billy. I'm going to force you to hear that.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, you'll be part of that study to see if it is real, and I guess it is, right? So anyway, that was the thing that I thought was interesting, and. Not only do you guys learn me something, I learned something.
Did you?
Yeah, you guys learned it something. I learned it something from you people. And I mean you people talking about
when you say you people,
yeah,
I know what you mean, yeah.
I never knew what the hell an earworm was.
Oh, really?
Ah. Yeah, I mean, that's what that was like. How the heck? Oh, how's that important to anything? They just.
I think that transcends just you people and every people.
Yeah, everybody can hear. So. Everybody can hear me, huh?
Yeah.
I think so. Wait, let me see if there's a German equivalent for that.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, they're always equivalents and everything. All right. So, with that being said, I just thought it was an interesting story that that the people in the prison were charged with misdemeanors and felony. Not, it wasn't a felony.
I really think misdemeanor is inadequate.
Cruelly,
it should have been a felony to play baby shark.
Cruelly to a prisoner. And a conspiracy. Now, I don't understand what the conspiracy is. But here's what I'm thinking. They messed up. They did something wrong. That's why they got the punishment.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, then, with that being said, ooh, I'm going to stretch some of this out. Let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh, my word. We're about to do another topic. It seemed like we had a topic that could have gone on all night, but we're doing
it. Yeah, because it could have been an earworm, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Right. And just by the way, it's a literal translation. That word is Ohrwurm in German. It's a literal translation.
Oh, nice.
Earworm. It means the same exact thing.
Oh, that's excellent.
Mm-hmm. All right. See, y'all learned me something again. Right. I have no
there
idea.
There you go.
I have no idea what y'all even talking about.
Has anyone else noticed that Spike has hiccups?
I just did.
Yeah.
Just a second.
Yeah.
I'll turn my head next time.
No, that's not going to help because you've got a microphone on your
I'll
head.
I'll turn it and we'll be okay head, with that. Right?
Your head turns and the
microphone. Yeah, he's turning his head away and he's got a microphone on his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
That's going to help.
Yeah.
So we've done topic changing music. Music.
Yes. Want to do it again?
No. Well, you can. I guess why not?
All right. Here we go.
Do it.
All right, so we have another topic, even though we had another topic.
Another topic, all right.
And now it's time for another topic.
All right, I like to call this topic here, if you love something, set it free.
Oh.
If it doesn't come back, blame the solar activity.
Oh, man, I love that. If you love somebody, set it free. If it doesn't come back, blame it on the solarovity.
The solar activity.
Your headphones are messed up. You need to go back to radio.
I heard what he said.
You my
did?
Friend, need to go back to
I
radio
did.
Shake.
He said solar activity.
Right, so let's try it again.
Oh, man. All right.
If you love something, set it free. If it don't come back, blame it on the solar activity.
If you love somebody, set it free. If it don't come back, blame it on the solar activity.
All right. I'll go with that, but
all right, that's pretty close.
I didn't say somebody. I said something.
If you love something, blame it on the solar activity.
Right. You're doing awesome over
is
there.
Is it solar or solo?
Oh God, I think it's solar.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's hear the story.
What prompted the story was? Do you guys know about pigeon racing?
Oh yeah, I mean I. When I was a very young boy,
yes,
my next door neighbor had a big pigeon coop, and he would actually pack up all the pigeons, drive them to a faraway place, and release the pigeons, and then
to beat them home.
The time would be recorded. From the time he released them to when they returned home. And it was a competition, an actual competition.
So those were homing pigeons?
Exactly, totally.
Or carrier pigeons?
Yeah.
No, homing. They went home.
They were homing pigeons.
And they went back home. Get it?
They were totally homing pigeons. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. All right, well, you guys will be sad to know. I don't know how you feel about this, but there were like 9,000 birds were set free over in Petersburg on their way to the Northeast on Saturday, which is normally a three-hour race. They had pigeon races with 9,000 birds that they were setting free to race, which I thought was crazy in itself. They had pigeon races. Well, unfortunately...
They were released where to where?
They were set from Petersburg. on their way to, I don't know where the hell they were going. But
St. Petersburg?
No, it's something. I think it's crossed the water bird. You know, huh? It's crossed the pond bird, like over in Engelbert or England bird.
Or Humperdinck bird, yeah.
Okay, where is St. Peter's, the real St. Petersburg?
Russia? That's in Russia.
Yeah, so maybe it was over there. Because I don't think it's over here. But anyway, the thing about this is that during the bird racing competition, they've had what they've called the worst ever racing day in the history of pigeon racing.
What?
Said pigeon fancier Richard Sayers. Most of the breeders I'm talking about, they're blaming it on the atmosphere conditions. And what they're blaming on is out of the 9,000 birds that they set free to race, and I guess they were supposed to come home, 5,000 of them came up missing.
Man.
Wow.
Really.
That's a lot of birds.
He said the race, it normally takes about 3 hours, only about less than half return home. And they say they're blaming it on solar storms and the clouds that created static atmosphere, but no one really knows. These homing pigeons use the Earth's magnetic field to navigate their sense of direction and to go through that.
They use something because they're amazing.
Well, my thing is that... Whoa, he missed that. What was my thing?
I don't know.
Oh. Can it be that those birds just said, I'm gone, I'm sick of this? They all said.
Oh, you think they were just tired of being...
Yeah, next time they let me go, pass the word. Listen, we ain't coming home.
Yeah.
They all might have got the word, like, you know, we've done this, seen this.
No, man.
Done this. Breeders have said they've seen
hundreds
of pictures.
That's hard, because I really like that idea.
Which idea?
That they just were like, I don't want to go back.
Yeah, pigeons.
Who you?
The pigeons just rebel.
Yeah, they said, forget all this. We leave it. We're not coming home. They let 9,000 of these birds go in a race?
Yeah.
To race to get home.
Right.
So 5,000 of them got the words that we out of here. We ain't doing this. We ain't doing this no more.
5 out of 9,000 just said...
Peace two fingers.
We're
done.
Now, I'm on my way to...
The city where they started was Peterborough.
And then they were
flying to someplace in Wales. I think it was in Wales.
Well, either way, they didn't come. They didn't bring their butts home.
Man.
And so...
I do. I kind of like that idea. It sounds romantic. They ran away.
Oh, rebellion birds. I totally like it.
So you guys on board with me when I'm thinking that? They said, boo, 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 boo.
I'm done. I don't want to come back.
I see it. Yeah. I see it as more as, you know, like if you're in the classroom, you whisper in somebody's ear, and then you whisper to somebody else's ear, and it goes around the room, and then at the end of the day or at the end of the class, you say what the first person said?
I don't think it's the same as that. I think it's the birds actually thinking, screw this. I'm just going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, why do I have to keep coming back to the same old place where they give me food that is not really that good? Yeah.
Well, the breeders have seen hundreds... Actually, thousands of pigeons fail to return to their club. So they got them. We call them clubs, huh? And they said that you're fine. It's okay. It says we've asked that anyone who have seen these pigeons that have identification rings to give them food, water, and rest.
Yeah.
Before allowing them to continue on their way.
Yeah.
So they actually think that these birds stopped at the rest stop or somewhere and just hung out for a while.
They stopped at the rest stop and said, pretty nice here.
They checked in at their bird hotel.
Yeah, they gave me stuff for no reason at all.
Yeah.
I don't even have to come back here.
Serious.
And why shouldn't I just stay here?
So I'm thinking the PETA people, and this is me just adding on here, the PETA people are probably happy about this and they're probably mad. I don't know if they knew that they were racing pigeons. Could that be considered cruelty to animals?
I don't think so.
Billy?
Cruelty to animals? Because I don't understand. Why? What's cruel?
All right, here's the way it works. You have pigeons.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I have pigeons.
Mm-hmm.
We have to drive them, our pigeons.
In a cage,
to a remote location and release them at the same time. The pigeons leave when we release them, and we make a record of the time they arrive back where we live. That's basically pigeon racing.
Yeah, it's kind of like dog track.
Yeah. And so, is there a problem with that?
I mean, it's just the same as horse racing or dog racing, because the horses run around in circles in each other in nature? No, they're told to do that by their owners.
Yeah.
Same thing with these birds. They're trained to do this by their owners.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess my question is that cruel to the animals? Answer would probably, I'm saying no.
I don't even think they have to be trained. I think they just naturally come home.
Well, then again, if they just naturally do it, then we, as the Americans, as the human race, are tearing up some stuff, because they're claiming 5,000 birds got lost because of the solar flares.
What?
So that's what we need to do. We need to stop.
You didn't mention the solar flares.
Remember I said, let something go, set it free. If it come back, blame it on the solar activity. Well,
maybe you said that, but I didn't understand it.
But I mean, if that's the case, then once those solar flares die down, won't they still be able to find their way home? They're just in last place.
Yeah, but what's the lifespan of a solar flare?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's hardly.
It's what?
A couple of weeks.
Couple of
at the most.
Oh, I don't know.
You want me to look it up? I'll be the crack researcher.
Solar
flare last?
Yeah, all right. That's the question. While she's doing that, then I'm thinking, if that's the case, then the doggone pigeons that stopped at the rest stop, they lost the race. Just go with that, right?
Oh, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so
the duration of a solar flare ranges from about 20 minutes to as much as 3 hours.
That's hardly anything.
But hold up.
I was thinking 2 weeks.
But can you imagine if a bird is lost, flying lostly for 3 hours? He could end up way off course.
Oh, he could.
Yeah, but they're still supposed to be able, you're supposed to be able to take them anywhere, and then they find their way home.
Oh, they do.
Oh, okay.
They do find their way home. I live next door to a guy.
So I bet by the time, like, how old is this story? I bet most of those birds are home by now.
Okay, well then.
And since they're in the UK, I wonder if they're going to have to quarantine when they come home.
Oh, man, yeah.
and the thing about it, did the bird get home first? Did he win?
I guess.
Think.
Well, only half the birds didn't show up.
Yeah,
the other half, 4,000 did show up, so there's got to be a winner in the normal amount of time.
Yeah. I think they should drug test that bird, because he didn't get effed up by the solar flares.
Yeah.
All right, so there we have it. That was an interesting story about let something free. You know, if you love something, let it go free. If it don't return, it's what? Solar flares. You gotta rhyme with free.
Yeah.
It's solar activity. Yes. All right, let's do one more topic change in music. Or maybe another
one. Oh, my garage. We're gonna do yet one more. And, you know, we've got a lot of time left, actually.
Oh, yeah, really. All right, so I like to call this topic here, Girl Scouts Did It at the Weed Shop.
Ooh.
Girl Scouts Did It at the Weed Shop.
Yeah,
ooh,
really.
This is going to be interesting.
This is.
Maybe just the topic, all right?
No, isn't that the part that's supposed to be interesting?
Yeah. All right. 37-year-old David Graham was arrested after local authorities called and complained about his suspicious activities doing what? Billy?
Just smoking weed?
Smoking at the weed club. All right. PWs?
Smoking weed?
Nice.
Or smoking weed at a Girl Scout meeting?
Hey, that's even a better guess.
Yeah. Nope. Smoking two weeds at a Girl Scout meeting?
Nope. Sheriff Watkins said that this investigation work that he has to do, he had hoped that it was a prank call and it was just somebody goofing off. What the Robeson County Sheriff's Office Drug Diversion Division and Community Impact Team found multiple drugs, including cocaine, marijuana, drug paraphernalia on Graham's persons after there was a rash of calls. Now, there's a special place for this person, I think. When they arrested Graham, he was selling drugs, cocaine, and marijuana right in front of a rehab center.
Isn't that where it would be popular? Yeah.
You know, come to think of it, every day I drive by a rehab center, and there's always people outside sort of hanging around in groups, like huddled together.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not lying. I am absolutely not lying. And now that you've said this, I wonder.
Sure.
Right.
So yeah, stuff is for sale.
I wonder.
Isn't that like you want to go straight to the scum of the earth?
Yes.
Is that guy. He says, well, I know where these people are.
Exactly.
He knows where his customer base is.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't say good and bad. Let me tell you the bad about it, which is kind of obvious. The bad thing is that he's sitting right there selling drugs to people trying to get help, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Or probably trying to get court-ordered help.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean they're forced to do that? They really don't?
Well,
oh, I do.
I know the rehab center that I drive by every day is run by the government. So
right.
That's usually court-ordered rehab.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here is the good about this.
All right. I knew there was going to be some good.
Don't you want to find out if your rehab is working or not?
Oh, of course.
So it's a test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a test. So, I don't think you really know that much about addiction, Spike.
No. But if I go through rehab and I successfully go through the treatments and all the claims, if I walk out there and the drugs are out there, I should maybe just go right by it and don't have to worry about it, right?
Yeah, but if you're in the middle of your rehab.
You mean like I'm on a 3-month program where I can go home and come back?
Yeah, like, you know, it's not necessarily.
Are you drinking as much as we are?
A residential rehab program. It could just be like they go there, they get their methadone, and they leave.
Okay. So the methadone ain't working then, huh?
No.
Well, I mean, I'm just making something up, but it could be an outpatient thing. I don't think the one that I drive by every day, I'm certain is not. Nobody lives there.
Oh. All right, well, I don't know whether that's good or bad, my good and bad. I tried to go both sides with that.
All right. Here's something I should point out.
Point it.
Spike.
Yes.
Hasn't had a beer all night.
Wow. Yeah. It's not February. Exactly.
I know. I know what's going on.
I'm thinking it's the... Is she here? The waitress. Okay, you had
the waitress
beer.
Is not...
Yeah.
Yeah. Not.
I think we should rectify that.
Yeah.
Whenever she comes. Go ahead.
So he's being...
He's got iced tea and he's not even drinking.
Is he that much of a nuisance to the waitresses?
Wait a minute. What'd you say? Because
nothing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want to, PW, can you isolate that? Because both of y'all were talking out here.
No. I mean, I just want to say he's got an iced tea. It's like maybe one-third drunk.
Yeah.
And this is not normal.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Maybe it's solar flares. Maybe them goddamn
solar flares in Tampa today.
Yeah. It's
Are
really
you looking it up?
It's really cloudy, so I don't think that would be an effect.
Yeah, you need sun.
Yeah,
to be
I don't
solar,
think
right?
clouds have anything to do with solar flares.
Really? Oh, it'll come right through.
I think so. Solar flares in Tampa.
Okay.
So they don't have anything to do with sun.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, good old solar flares. I like it like that. All right. Yeah. So back to the story then. Do we all think that this guy is down with the scum of the earth? Even though, listen, the Girl Scouts, they sold weed at a weed shop, right in front of the weed shop. Should not they have been in just as...
No. They sold cookies
in front of a weed shop.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, not weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
No. I'm so excited that the Girl
That's
Scouts
not the same thing.
Sold weed.
But they were there.
Oh, my God.
With,
look at this.
They were there with their audience. Their audience is saying, we need...
Oh,
we've got the munchies.
A young lady just walked past, and I'm ready to change my mind.
Yes, but
I'm going to be remarried.
Oh, yeah,
but
don't tell me that.
I don't think we know that.
You can't leave mommy.
No, but I could still be with you. Yeah.
No, you can't leave mommy.
All right, okay.
Hey, right, Billy.
So maybe we'll just hang out tonight.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
I don't think his his pockets are deep.
I don't think I got any success.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
He definitely not gonna be knocking things over.
Nah.
So we had too much worry about that one.
Yeah.
All right. So,
but she was really cute.
Nah, that was just regular.
Oh, come on, no.
Nah, that didn't.
That was regular.
That didn't jump off the plate at me at all. That's why I was trying. I was looking around. What are you talking about? Yeah, that was just regular. Maybe just like
Spike has high standards.
Maybe just like
I don't see anything about irregular solar activity today.
Oh, okay. Tall bill of light.
So I don't think you can blame it on solar flares. I think you just forgot to order a beer.
Yeah. Say what? Billy, what'd you say? I'm sorry. I was distracted.
I said there's no solar flares today, so I don't think you can blame it on solar activity. I think you just forgot to order a beer.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Or the wait staff is ignoring you.
No.
That could be it, too.
We have it totally taken care of.
Yes. All right, well, let's go ahead. We're done with the crab, the dude that's going straight down to the bucket by selling drugs in front of a rehab. Let's go ahead and do one last topic now. Hit it, PW.
All right, here we go. This is supposedly the final topic of the evening on the Spike and Mike Show.
Ooh, ooh.
This topic is not a topic. It's something I'm trying to introduce. Is Spike's Spew of the Week.
Oh, yes, Spike's Spew.
Mm. Yeah. All right, so... Give me a minute. I have to spew, have to rant, and get this off my chest, and then I need your guys' opinion
is so
on that.
Good. When Spike spews, then we get an opportunity to
rebuild.
React.
Right. All right. Resistance fighters, I just want to spew today. Right. Today, I want to spew about paper plates.
Oh, paper plates.
Paper plates. Why I think they are good at picnics and places of 20 or 30 or more people, paper plates are not good at a house of residence.
I disagree.
People should not waste their money and time buying paper plates and bringing them to their house, because you get a paper plate and then you get some potato chips on it, you eat potato chips, and then you throw the paper plate away. If it's only a family of 2 to 3 people, you can take your dang a plate and get your potato chips. Paper plates are waste. You are creating what they call trash for the environment. You're wasting money and you're killing trees for a god doggone paper plate. That's my opinion. Paper plates are a nemesis to society. You should only use them in picnics and with big family, with a big party of people. So I need you guys' opinion on what do you think about paper plates in a family of 3 or less. Billy.
Well, I live by myself, and I have paper plates in my cupboard.
Oh, gosh. But do you just use them up by yourself?
No. So, like, if I have some chips, I don't bother with a paper plate. I eat them out of the damn bag.
Good.
Okay.
But, you know, if I have leftovers,
You got some leftover lasagna,
you know, like,
right?
Say I have leftovers and I don't want to do dishes. I just want to eat my leftovers. I might use a paper plate so I don't have to do dishes.
So out of the 7 days of the week that you eat,
right,
how many days do you use paper plates?
Maybe one.
Okay, I'll give you a pass. I'll give you a pass. PW.
I'm not even sure we have any paper plates.
Yes, you do.
Well.
I'm telling on Mom. Yes, she uses paper plates all the time.
Really?
Well, whenever I come over, we usually have lunch, and we'll have, like, sandwiches or something like that. It's always served on paper plates.
Really?
Yes. Do you not notice?
No. No, because your mother loves to serve things on any kind of plate.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. So my mom, I'm not sure sometimes why she uses paper plates. Because she will have 30 serving dishes. She can't, like, just take, like, if there's salsa or something like say you want to have salsa on the table to put on stuff.
Right.
She won't just take the, you know, if it's just me, dad, and mom, right? There's nothing fancy. I don't need anybody to set the table for me.
Right.
Right.
But if you can't just lift the lid and put the tub of salsa on the table. No. She has to take it out and put it in a serving dish.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And then she has to take this out and put it in a serving dish for the breakfast that I have with them, because we always have breakfast together on Sunday mornings when I come visit them. She puts the milk in a little, like, instead of just putting the little
carton
of half and half on the table, no, she puts it in a little, like, decanter, like a little pitcher for the milk. Like a creamer thing for the milk.
Which leaves milk that might have to go back.
Yeah,
instead of just leaving it in the carton and pouring what we need, she puts it in there and then winds up throwing out half of the milk.
So she doesn't pour the milk back into the carton out of the cradle?
Oh, hell no.
I don't think so.
Why?
I don't think so.
No.
But she literally will have like 20 serving dishes for everything and then put paper plates out. So it's not really always trying to reduce the amount of dishes that you have to do.
So Billy,
there's not a lot of rhyme or reason.
Billy, what you're saying essentially is that I'm going to have to tell your mother that there was no Spike in the Mike show.
Correct.
This week.
I was literally just thinking, Mom's just going to listen to
this. Yeah, we shouldn't mention
that. And she's going to call me and be like, what are you talking about? I don't use paper plates.
Since you're coming over next week, along with your sister and brother-in-law. Yeah.
All right, so here's my spew.
Yeah.
Okay.
At my house, there's two, sometimes three people there.
All right.
Today, I was given some potato chips.
All right.
On a, insert cuss word here, paper plate. Ate my potato chips. What do I do with the paper plate after that?
You have to throw it out.
And it would look like perfectly
good. You can't
good.
Reuse a paper plate. You have to throw it out.
And that's the plate. So this was a wasted use of a paper plate.
I agree.
I could have used, if I used a, now yes, everybody hates doing dishes and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But you still could have just got a sauce or a plate just for those potato chips. And that would have been
easy. And then rinse the plate off and put it into the drain board. Right.
So what I'm hearing is that you guys agree.
No, I'm turning you down.
Oh, okay.
You're way loud. Yes.
What I'm hearing is that you guys agree with my spew about paper plates only should be used for picnics or large families of more than 10.
So Gas Man said, he texted, and he said, I live alone as well, and I always use paper plates, unless it's the food containers I take to work.
You said
so he only uses paper plates.
Gas to say he does that?
Yeah.
No. Well, why don't you just use plates?
Well, this is like if he makes dinner or breakfast, he puts it on a paper plate.
Right. Okay, let's say he has gas. We're going to talk to you for a minute. Let's say you have a leftover lasagna that's in a dish, in a lasagna dish, and you eat some for the next day. You take it out and put it in a paper plate. His answer is probably going to be yes. Then you throw that paper plate away. As opposed to, he could have just put it on a real plate and then rinse that, wash that plate off and then be good. And save the environment and the killing of the trees, even though the tree's already dead. That's just spikes.
The killing of additional trees.
Yeah, because Dixie Crystal, whoever makes paper plates, they say, ooh, we need to make more supply because the demand is there.
Right. Dixie Crystal is a brand of sugar.
Yeah.
Dixie yeah. plates, Dixie cups, that's a brand of yeah. paper plates. Yeah.
All right, here's the thing. Can we end this show now because I really have to pee?
No, we got five more minutes, Dad. You have
I know.
To wait.
Yeah. No, I don't think I could.
You can't make it. All right, well, yeah. then what we
if,
do
if
is...
If I go now, then who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, but what's... Yeah, if you leave now, then how do we end the show? What do you do for
no,
the last
actually, the show ends automatically.
15 seconds.
The show ends automatically if I leave now. All right,
okay.
Goodbye.
All right, so he's gone. But hold on, I was going to ask him, what stuck with you?
Man, this actually worked with just three people.
It did.
Right. Well, that part came in with a little early because I don't know whether he's going to be back in time. And I'm assuming the program is just going to start. The music is just going to just kick in when it wants to.
It is.
So it will. So getting back to Fuss at Gas, man. Next time
he hasn't answered yet.
We have to ask him and ask him about that. But from what I'm hearing, Billy, you're on my side, right?
I don't know, because doing dishes is like my absolute most hated household chore.
More than?
I'll do anything else, but I just hate doing dishes. And so sometimes, I mean, I guess I don't do it as often as...
All right.
Maybe twice a week. But I often use paper plates because I have a clean kitchen and I don't want to dirty any dishes. I don't want to do
right,
dishes.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I am never want to do with a thing called, I don't like dishes. I hate doing dishes. But if
I'm using a paper plate, it's to have a meal. It's not to have something like chips.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not gonna. That's to me. That I agree with you. That is a waste of a paper plate.
Right, and I use chips just as an example because it could have just been something. It could have just been even like warm up some chicken wings, right?
So, Gas just said, "What's the question? If I use paper plates, there's less dishes to wash."
Right, but you're creating more trash for this world environment. This is why 5,000 pigeons are lost. And yes,
now you're blaming it. First, you're blaming it on the solar flares. Now you're blaming it on paper plates.
Yeah, and since Gas Man is participating, Gas Man, we have a couple minutes. So now
we don't. We've only got 2 minutes.
You want to tell me, Gas Man, what stuck with you? If you get it in time,
we'll see if he replies. But I'll tell you what stuck with me. Is that you, me, and Dad can make a show happen no matter what.
Right, but the question is it award deserving?
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Now, so in the meantime, let me see, what stuck with me is that I just think that those pigeons, homing pigeons, I think they all just got together and escaped. They all learned pigeon talk. They got together and said, "Gao by Black Power," and they all decided not to return.
Oh, so that's Gas said what stuck with me. Pigeons are stupid. That's why they got lost. That works too. That could be too. But I just like the romanticism of that they escaped. They ran away.
Serious. All right, you see. The show just kicked in,
yep.
But I want to agree with Gas Man. Pigeons are stupid. That's why they got caught. Not that's why they got lost. And I disagree. No, I totally agree with arresting that guy that sold drugs at a rehab center.
No, that's not good.
Billy, thank you for participating on the world class award deserving spike on the mic show.
I will see.
Right. PW, we're glad that you're here. Hope everything comes out okay. I am Spike on the mic. And as you gotta say, go lightning. Go lightning. Billy, we out, baby boys. Holla back at you. This is Spike on the mic show. We'll see you soon.